Cleopatra's Legacy, The Enduring Struggle, Chapter 3, Son of Man. Last time on Cleopatra's Struggle, Queen Cleopatra joined forces with Mark Antony to quell rebellions from the followers of the serpent god Apophis. She hoped to use the Roman troops with their might to subdue any further problems. But it was more than just a military issue, it was a spiritual crisis fueled by the cult of the serpent god. And while relying on Rome's power, Cleopatra also sought guidance from Amunet and Horus, turning to the mystery schools to confront the deeper threat. Alexandria's mystery school is an ancient serene building, nestled amongst lush gardens. The walls are adorned with intricate symbols and hieroglyphs, while the air hums with an aura of mysticism and antiquity. Students in robes move about, studying scrolls and discussing philosophy. One instructor approaches Cleopatra with a respectful bow. "Welcome, Queen Cleopatra. Our school preserves the knowledge of the ancients and the balance between light and darkness. What might bring you to our humble sanctuary?" The instructor that Cleopatra encounters has long, wavy brown hair, well-kept beard, with gentle, compassionate eyes that carry ancient wisdom. His simple robes contrast with Cleopatra's splendor, and under his arm he carries a lamb, symbolizing his role as a spiritual guide. His presence radiates peace and divine authority, marking him as a figure of profound significance. Cleopatra takes in his appearance and then says, "I seek wisdom to protect my realm. Recent visions have shown a great darkness approaching, and I believe that your knowledge and the school's wisdom can provide the guidance that I need." The instructor nodded. "Our teachings focus on the eternal struggle between light and dark, a balance crucial to the cosmos. To understand this, you must embrace the mysteries that govern existence. What you seek lies in the harmony of these forces." And Cleopatra said, "Then guide me, instructor. What must I learn to face this encroaching shadow?" And the instructor said, "First, you must comprehend the nature of the darkness. Apophis, the serpent god of chaos, he is a symbol of this profound struggle. Our texts and rituals will reveal the path to countering this influence." And Cleopatra said, determined, "Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to learn. Lead me to the knowledge that will enable me to aid my people." And the instructor said, "Well, then follow me, and we shall begin your journey." "My journey or my people's journey?" As their conversation continues, Cleopatra is struck by something extraordinary with this instructor. He has something of a divine nature within him that she just cannot explain. "Who are you? There's something so different about you. You appear to me like a god who's wearing the guise of a man." The instructor smiles, his eyes filled with wisdom beyond his years. "We all carry a spark of the divine within us, Cleopatra. But some of us are called to walk the earth with a purpose beyond our understanding. You yourself have been chosen to pivot through the mystery schools into the light. And it's a movement that will span ages and touch the hearts of many, including you and I." Cleopatra furrows her brow, considering his words, sensing the weight of his meaning, even if it isn't fully clear to her. "You speak of things that I just cannot grasp. But what of the Romans? What of Mark Antony?" The instructor's gaze grows distant, contemplative. "The Romans are strong, but strength without soul is a hollow force. Even the best amongst them lack what truly endures, and you yourself must decide whether to align with power or to seek something greater." His words leave Cleopatra in deep thought, questioning her allegiance with Mark Antony and her path. The instructor, the man, or the god, maybe all three, turns to leave, his figure fading into the shadows as mysteriously as he appeared. Cleopatra watches him go, the encounter stirring a profound sense of unease and yet revelation within her. Cleopatra, as a guest of honor, tours the Alexandria Mystery School, eats lunch with the students, looks at some of the classes, even sits through a couple of lectures. All the while, she's looking for the instructor with the lamb under his arm. Finally, she asks another student in confusion, "Where has this student or this instructor gone? The bearded one with the long hair carrying the lamb? He was talking to me just a few moments ago." And the student, appearing anxious, said, "Well, he's vanished, Your Majesty. It is said that those who seek true wisdom often can disappear from the physical realm. Their departure is part of their transition to a higher state of understanding. But he often reappears, too, just as quickly." Cleopatra frowns. "Well, this is troubling. His sudden disappearance could be a sign of deeper forces at play, but I must press on and understand what I have learned, especially from him." And the student goes on, "Well, the texts and scrolls remain here, and they hold the teachings that you seek. Perhaps his departure was to guide you to uncover the wisdom on your own." Cleopatra nodded at this, smiling. "Indeed, I will study these writings and seek the answers they offer. Might I perhaps sign something and take these scrolls with me back to the palace?" The student nodded. "It is through your benevolence that we have this school and these scrolls to study in the first place. Please, Your Majesty, I insist you take them. I'll carry them for you." And Cleopatra said, "Well, thank you for your assistance. I hope to find the answers that I'm seeking." And the student left her with a kind of blessing. "Well, may the mysteries guide you in your quest." Over the next few weeks, besides occupying herself with day-to-day business in the realm, Cleopatra's palace became her private study. Scrolls and ancient texts were spread across large tables, and Cleopatra is deeply engrossed in reading, her face illuminated by candlelight. "These teachings hold profound insights into the balance of cosmic forces. I must blend this wisdom with our military strategies to fortify our position." And an advisor entering the study said, "Your Majesty, I see you are absorbed in your studies. How might this mystical knowledge help us in the coming conflict?" And Cleopatra looked up from her book, saying, "The texts reveal the nature of our adversaries and the balance required to counter their chaos. Understanding Apophis's true nature will allow us to anticipate his strategies and strengthen our defenses." But the advisor pressed her, "So how would you integrate this knowledge with military strategy?" "Well, that's simple. I would align our tactics with the insights from these teachings. We can develop strategies that address both the physical and metaphysical threats that Apophis poses to us. This knowledge will reveal hidden vulnerabilities, perhaps, and help us maintain order in the face of chaos." The advisor bowed. "Your wisdom is profound, Your Majesty. We will prepare to incorporate whatever insights you develop into our plans." And Cleopatra smiled. "Good. The balance between light and dark is not just a philosophical concept, but a practical necessity. We must be prepared for all aspects of the coming battle." And the advisor said, "Oh, by the way, there was a note received from one of the instructors, one who carries a lamb with him at the mystery school. He would like to talk with you again. Do you know him, or should I merely tell him you're too busy?" "Oh, no, please, I would love to see him. Please set up an appointment with him either here at the palace or at the mystery school immediately." Cleopatra, in search of answers at the mystery school and strategies for dealing with Apophis, the god, finds more than she expected. She finds a living god in the form of a man, an instructor, with a lamb under his arm. She realizes her pursuit of wisdom isn't just about defeating the dark serpent Apophis, but it may be part of a far-reaching purpose extending beyond her own lifetime.